You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm your favorite producer, Des.
And I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Riley.
And welcome to the Ken and Rye show.
Ken and Rye show.
Hey.
On WeTalkRadio.
Hey, on WeTalkRadio. Yes, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to another show, the Ken and Rye Show. I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. Ladies, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing good? Doing good. How about you, Rye?
I'm feeling energized.
Excuse me, say that again?
I said I'm feeling energized.
She said energized. What does that mean?
What?
I have lots of energy. I feel energized.
Well, you don't sound like it. You don't sound like you're energized.
In my way, I'm very energized.
Yeah. Well, how's y'all's week been? Are y'all excited? You know, it's the weekend. Maybe yeah. Another week. Thank you, Jesus. How's y'all's weekend going? Y'all chilling?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to start wrestling. So, you know.
When do you start wrestling?
When school starts. So.
Oh.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Kendi, do you have anything? Well, what are you most excited about, you know, with wrestling?
Honestly, I think it'll just be fun going mm-hmm. to competitions and being able to compete. The only thing I am not looking forward to in wrestling is I'll have to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning because I have to be, before I go to school, I have to go to a different school and I have to be there.
Oh, to practice.
Are you going to a different school?
No, I'm going to the same school, but I'm going to a different school to practice there, and then the bus
okay.
school. But we also have practice on Saturdays. Like, what?
Hey, I get it.
Well, if it's messing up your sleep, then just don't do wrestling. Well, if you really want to do it, though, then I think you should do it, though.
I mean, sometimes, I already talked to my coach, and he said even if I wanted to quit, he's not going to let me. So, you know, that's good motivational speech, you know. It's very good motivational.
Yeah, but you're going to be great. You're going to have an amazing time at wrestling. Kennedy, are you doing any sports or anything in school that you're excited about?
No, I'm not really going to do anything. But I don't really know what kind of clubs they have because I've been in virtual for the whole year in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to...
Well, I know you played volleyball and stuff during the, you know, when you and Riley were younger, like in middle school. So,
yeah.
I mean, that wasn't that long ago. But did you enjoy volleyball and, like, would you want to do it again in high school?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it in high school.
I think that would be fun. I think you would really enjoy it. Even if it's not sports, just getting involved. I think the biggest advice, you know, I would give for kids out there that are, especially, you know, high school kids, like you guys experienced your freshman year of high school during the pandemic, you know, well, your end of your eighth grade year, all the freshman year of high school in the pandemic. So if anybody is going, you know, to college or, you know, starting a new school, you know, make sure you get involved in some way. If you've never been involved, join a club or, you know, sports. And even if, you know, you don't, what's that word called? My dancer brain is like audition. What is it? Try out. I'm like, what is that word? When you try out, you know, make sure, obviously, you know, you put your best foot forward. But sometimes if you, you know, don't get on the team, you can bond you and maybe another person, you know, y'all can still be friends because you guys are both at the tryout. the tryouts, you know, just make sure, that's my advice to everybody, make sure you get involved, whether it's, you know, high school, college, middle school. I think it's very, very important to get involved because that's how you build relationships, friends, and it can help you, especially if you're in high school, it can help you in the long run, especially, you know, with sports and maybe other events. I mean, other clubs, like, you know, if you were, you can hold positions in clubs, you know, all that good stuff. It's good experience to have. You get to, like, if you have a position, like if you're a secretary or a president, vice president, or, you know, let's say if you're on a dance team, you can be the choreographer. I'm the choreographer at my school for my dance team, and I'm excited to, you know, go back and do that. So.
Oh, yes. So first of all, I got some tea. You know, was it Drake Bell?
Drake Bell?
From Drake and Josh.
Oh, okay.
That hurt that he was sexually assaulting children.
Oh, no. What?
So, seriously, go look it up on YouTube. I was listening to it.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll look it up. That's
terrible.
Oh, no. That's so sad. Well, Kennedy, you put a damper on the mood. What?
I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there.
What? Oh, man.
So people can know the information. So if they're ever a fan of Drake Bell or something, or used to be a fan, can know.
I used to be a fan. That was my on Drake and Josh. That's the only reason I watched it.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Jeez.
Oh well.
If you think you know someone,
I know. Well, that's terrible. I hope that's not true. I know some people be lying, but I mean, if it is true,
well,
I don't want to say some people be lying. You know, some, you know, those blogs, sometimes they just say that so you can click on it and, you know, get money or whatever.
Okay, go to the
but
then it's Sloan, it's SL, then a 4, then N. Look it up and then you'll see it. It's like where they're doing a trial. It's where they do it, yeah.
They already have him in court.
I think he's in jail, yeah.
That's sad.
I think he got sentenced 2 years for prison on jail.
Oh, so he's already,
I don't think he's in jail now.
If he got sentenced to 2 years, then.
That's Riley, what did you say?
I said he pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you didn't know, unless you just looked it up.
Oh, no.
I just looked it up.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. You already know some of the information. But I was going to ask y'all a question. I guess switch. Speaking of shows, I guess, what was y'all's I was looking at this thread on Twitter. On social media, and it was saying one got to go, like one of these shows has to go. So it's Drake and Josh, this is Disney Channel. Why do I keep saying Drake? See, now I got Drake and Josh in my head. Anyways, it said Good Luck Charlie, Wizards of Waverly Place, That's So Raven, Austin and Allie, and Jesse. It said one got to go. I'll say Austin and Allie. Austin and Allie can go.
No, Wizards of Waverly Place can go.
What? Wizards of Waverly Place?
That's So Raven can go, actually.
No. When you say that can go, like, let's say on Disney Plus, right? They have five, they have five of those shows. And it says, okay, guys, we're adding another show, they're streaming a new show, so one of these shows we can't have on Disney Plus anymore. And so
That's
most
So Raven.
Of the time, say that one more time.
That's So Raven. It's old.
What? Well, whoa, back up the train. It's not old.
Yes, it is.
You weren't born when it came out, so
that
see why you
old.
Said
it's, that means
say
it's old.
However,
it's old.
That's the way he walked, so all these other shows could run.
The new show can stay, but the old show can't.
First of all, these old shows, no offense to anybody that's out there, you know, acting on these shows, but they're not as good as the there will be no other show like That's the Raven. I just want everybody to know that. That's
yeah.
the Raven was the blueprint.
Mm.
So, you know, KPS,
That's the Raven
got
to go,
Destiny. All
that's
these
the
other
Raven
shows,
go.
there wasn't a show like That's the Raven
show
before That's the Raven.
Go.
It was the blueprint. It was her. It was the fashion in the show.
Riley, what do you think?
And she played different characters. She played different characters. She did different things, crazy stuff. All these, you know, when these
shows have a whole bunch of gimmicks.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kenneth. What'd you say?
It just didn't seem entertaining, in my opinion.
Well, I think if they took That's a Raven off of Disney Plus, because, I mean, I don't think it comes on Disney anymore.
Yeah, because it's old.
There's no reruns of it. Well, because that's why Disney Plus exists, because, I mean, they probably still do reruns here and there, but probably not a lot because they have, you know, other shows, things like that. But, I mean, if they just have a whole bunch of other shows, that's why they made Disney Plus, because, you know, people want to go back and watch those old shows. Trust me, Ken. Trust me. That's So Raven, you wouldn't have Jesse without that. Like, That's So Raven, there wasn't a lot of female, especially black female characters. I mean, still to this day. I mean, the only one I could think of is, like, the main character is Casey Undercover. And that's, like, I'm basically a decade later. Casey Undercover, like, when Zendaya played, you know, the spy, and she was the lead for that. She wouldn't have had that if that there was no, like, if there was no That's So Raven. She wouldn't have had that show.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. I'm positive. But, y'all, we're going to be right back. Riley, I'm sorry. Did you go? Before I transition, Riley, did you go? Did you say your one got to go? I would say Austin and Allie. I didn't really like Austin and Allie that much. It was okay.
I'll agree with you.
You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say Austin and Allie or did I say Jesse?
Austin.
Because I like Jesse. It started getting a little boring. But Jesse was okay. It was an okay show. So, yeah. But my favorite Disney Channel show ever is That's So Raven. Like, That's So Raven ran. I mean, That's So Raven walked so all these other shows could run. It, like, a lot of these female leads in the shows, I feel like that was because of That's So Raven. They were like, oh, it's possible. You know, it was a black family. They were wealthy. The dad was a chef. They weren't wealthy, but they were, you know, well off. The dad was a chef. You learned important lessons about, you know, money and, you know, stealing and, you know, family and friends and relationships. So many great – if y'all really watched That's So Raven – I'm telling you, it was the tear. But y'all let us know what y'all think on WeTalkRadio.com. Let us know what was y'all's favorite Disney Channel show growing up, or out of the one gotta go, which one would you let go? Either Austin and Allie, That's So Raven, Wizards of Waverly Place, Good Luck Charlie, or Jesse. Which one would y'all be like, can survive without? But yeah. Mine is definitely, I can survive with the Austin now. I don't have to watch it. Even though, you know, I love the people as individuals, you know, I still follow some of them on social media. But, yeah. Ladies, we'll be right back. Y'all want to tell the DJ what song y'all want to do?
The Weeknd by SZA.
Hey, love that song. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. DJ, hit that. This is the Ken and Bryce Show on We Talk Radio.
got a girl. How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? A feeling is reckless, of knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and falling all over love. I do it till it's last, hanging out the back, all of it you last. Like, is you coming home? But 10:30, no later than drop them drawers. Be what I want. My man is your man. Heard it's her man too. My man is your man. Heard that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5. I mean, I'm saying what kind of these is 2 days. I need me to lift by 4 of them, more of them, more. You on me, on us, just tell me you want me, yeah. One day, and I'll be at the door, ready to take a place, ready to give you what you've been missing the weekdays, what you've been waiting for. 10:30, no later than drop them drawers.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids radio show every Friday at 4 p.m. on WeTalk Radio.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 that's my song, that's my song. Thank you so much, DJ. That was such a great song. We love when the DJ plays great songs. And y'all, don't you love that commercial with the Diamond Crew Kids? It's just, it's awesome. But yeah, Riley, you go ahead and take it away with your hot takes.
Don't mind if I do.
All right.
So today, I'm doing something different, like I did the past few weeks. And I'm talking about missing children or missing person.
But this time, the children actually were returned home safely. Thank God the embryo was canceled. So I'm just going to give you guys a little insight about, you know, what happened. Union City, an Amber Alert has been canceled after three missing children were found safe, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Officers were looking for 12-year-old Kizabel King and 6-year-old Jensen King. They were reported seen at 7 a.m. Thursday in Emond. Police also listed 13-year-old Jaden King as a victim. He stands about 5 feet tall and has 5 feet and 5 inches tall, and has blue eyes and brown eyes. The Amber Alert listed the suspects as 35-year-old Christian King and 32-year-old Samantha King. Their vehicle is described as a black 2006 Honda Accord with an Oklahoma license plate. I know you guys are probably wondering why I'm reading this to you, even though the children are already found. You know, it's still nice to have the information about what happened and what the police had given out. According to Union City Police, the children were found safe in, I have no idea how to say this. I'm going to say Owosso, and the suspects were taken into custody. The investigation will continue, and services will be provided to the children throughout the Department of Human Services Police, said the entire family had not been heard from since Thursday morning. Police say Christian King made suicidal comments to family members. So, I mean, first of all, I don't understand why you guys have kids if you're just going to kidnap them. But, I mean, you know, some people change during the life process, and I get that that's just what happens. And, you know, it's crazy how people are just changing nowadays, because kids used to be able to just walk down the street safe and normally and not have to worry about getting abducted or kidnapped. Now you always have to, like, look over your shoulder, even though you had to do that anyway, but you just feel paranoid. You don't want to go anywhere. And for me, I know, like, every time I go out, or even when I'm at home, I think of the worst scenarios possible about what happens or what could happen. So, you know, I'm always paranoid, but, you know, it's okay. I'll get over it. So right before, I want to ask my friends over here, Des and Ken, if you were ever in a situation where you thought you were being followed, I know this is completely off topic, but if you were ever in a situation where you thought you were being followed, what's the first thing you do? And you don't have anything on you. Just for example, you don't have a phone, pepper spray, and it's really dark outside and you don't see anyone around. What's the first thing you do?
Okay, so in this situation, so sometimes, I mean, I don't think I've ever been followed, but if I think I'm being followed, if it's something, I don't want to say small because being followed isn't a small thing, but let's say somebody's, like, you know, following me in my car. Like, let's say I'm going to the grocery store and I've noticed, like, oh, my gosh, we're taking the same turns. I mean, obviously, I'm, you know, if we both pull up in the grocery store, I'm like, okay, I am in a well-lit area. Most of the time, you know, they're not following me to the T. Like, you know, they might be turning left to go, you know, to the other side of the parking lot or something like that. And that's usually when I feel like, I'm being followed, it's in the car. But if I did feel like I was being followed by someone, like if I'm, you know, coming out of the store or coming out of, you know, somewhere. Most of the time it's, you know, the store. I, like, hurry up and go to my car. I lock my door and I drive off. That's usually what it is. So, yeah, I don't know if that really answered your question. But if I, like, feel like that person looks, like, suspicious, usually that person does look suspicious. It's, like, you know, a random person or, you know, I don't know. You know, yeah. Like, even if it's a guy, like, just because they have suspicious, you know, looking clothes doesn't mean they just because they don't have suspicious, you know, clothes, like I said, like a hoodie and, you know, or all black or, you know, very, I don't know, like long clothes. I'm not trying to say. I guess suspicious clothing, I don't know how to describe that.
Like hoodies over their head, like not looking
Yeah,
up.
Like they look like they're, you know, they might be trying to kidnap you, or they don't look, you know, like they're, you know, just trying to get, you know, they might just be, you know, trying to get their milk and go home, or trying to get some bread and go home. Yeah, but like if they look suspicious, usually I just try to just don't even look at them, just go to my car, lock my car, and I drive off. I turn my car on and I put my car in reverse or in drive, and I drive off as soon as I lock it. Like as soon as I get in the car, I lock it, and I, like, as I lock it, I'm turning my car on. So.
What about you, Ken?
What I would do, I would scream, and I would scream for help. Actually, yeah, I'll scream for help. It could, because it could attract a lot of attention in adults.
I know, but there's no one around, so that's a long shot. What other solution?
Oh, you're saying if there's no one around?
Yeah,
like absolutely nothing.
Okay, is it like, are you going to your car? I guess I'm lost.
I was just stating an example, so you could be going to your car, or you could just be taking a walk, but there's no one around to help.
Like, but you're around, like, houses or, like, just, like, absolutely, like, nothing. Like, I would say, like, where are you? Like, are you in a neighborhood? Or...
No, you're down, let's say you're going down a sidewalk with buildings, but nobody's in them. Like, because everything's been shut down, you know? Street lights have gone off, all of it's off. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, one, I would go in one of the buildings and try to find a weapon.
But they're locked because everything's been closed down.
Okay, well, I would run. And hopefully I can go near. Or maybe I can fight the suspicious man off or woman off. Or I would try to run and try to find the nearest police station or try to find the nearest car and get in it and drive off.
Okay. I could debate with you about this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let Destiny get into her topics. Is it topics? No, your debacles, right?
Yeah, my debacles. It's my debacles. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's my debacles. Well, Riley, is there anything? Is that all you have to say?
Yes, that is all I had to say.
All right. Well, let's get into my debacle.
Yes, let's get into
my debacle. So, I have a question for y'all. So, let's say you are on a deserted island.
Oh, great.
Yep. And, you know, it's, you know, we're on flight 828. Our plane goes down.
Oh, God.
And we're on a deserted island. But... And you have everything in your suitcase, but you only have three things. So you have three pairs of shoes, three pairs of clothes, and three things. What would you, like, and everything else burned up. Like they said, like, let's say everything else, you know, burned down. I don't know. How am I trying to save this question? Like, what would you bring? And let's say those are the three things you can bring.
Okay. One. I'm going.
So you got three pairs of clothes, three pairs of shoes, and three things.
My first item is going to be. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but I know it's like a water bottle that defilters water, so I can.
Is it called a Brita? Brita? Brita?
I think.
Like a filtered water bottle.
I think so. I can't exactly remember. All I know is it filters out the bad water and gets the good water, so that I'll be able to drink water.
Yep.
Deserted island. God. I don't know. Maybe a blanket.
A blanket.
That's nice. I can always sleep on a rock. It's not going to be comfortable, but I'm not going to use my third item on a rock. So the water to filter, a blanket, and a compass.
A compass?
Yes.
All right, so you got three pairs of shoes. What you bringing?
Three pairs of shoes. I don't think I'm understanding the question.
So you have three pairs of shoes. Like, let's say your favorite pair of Converse, your favorite pair of J's, and your favorite Air Force Ones.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I'm bringing my Crocs. That's for one. That's just a no-brainer. My Crocs are definitely coming.
Your Crocs?
My Crocs.
You mean Crocs?
Yeah. No, I call them Crocs. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Crocs.
I
so you got
to
bring your Crocs
that
have holes in them on a deserted island with sand and water, but okay.
Yes, I'm bringing my Crocs.
Got it.
And, yeah. I'm going to bring my high top. My tennis shoe high top.
Okay. So your Converse?
Yeah, and
Converse?
My Converse. Yep. My Converse too.
Got it. All right.
Those
and then three pairs of clothes.
One is definitely going to be one of my favorite hoodies because I can't go anywhere without my hoodies.
All right.
My other one is going to be...
so not three pairs of clothes, three items of clothes.
Yeah, yeah. My hoodie, because I can wear my hoodie. I'm going to bring my tights, my favorite tights. I like some gray tights. And then a T-shirt in case I get hot. Not a long
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So now, okay, now I have the scenario made up. So you're on the deserted island. They're saying, hey, the plane is going to blow up in 20 minutes, and you got to grab everything out of your suitcase. But obviously you can't grab everything because, you know, there's a whole bunch of other people on the plane, but you could only grab what, like, what would you grab if that was all that was in your suitcase? Or, like, what am I trying to say? Whatever's in your suitcase, you would grab. So you would grab those things?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Kennedy, you
or
did.
Or I would just grab the suitcase.
Yeah, that's true. But let's say you can't grab everything. I'm saying you can't grab the whole suitcase. You
have somebody's going to have to fall because I'm bringing my suitcase. Because most likely my electronics are going to be in there, and even
that's
though they might not
right.
Fall,
I was
going to
say, I was like, I didn't bring say anything about your electronics.
You know, I was trying to be resourceful, but
I take back
the compass, and I'm actually going to bring up a pair of glasses because I saw an Alvin and Chipmunks movie where I think his name was Simon. He used his glasses like at the sun, and it created fire.
So, the lens reflection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I might just change. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ken?
Okay, so three pairs of shoes. I will bring my favorite pairs of Nikes. I will bring my
favorite pairs
of Converse.
You know what? Let's change the question. One pair of shoes. And one
pair. Oh, yeah, you changed it.
Yeah, one
That's
pair of shoes. I'm
Hold
sorry,
on.
I know I keep changing it. One pair
Hold
of shoes.
Up. Okay, I will bring my favorite Nike pairs of shoes.
Okay.
Okay, then it's clothes. I'll bring my hoodie, my favorite hoodie, and I'll bring sweatpants, and I would bring a T-shirt if I get hot. A white T-shirt because if I'm on a deserted island and it's like sand and water, right?
Yeah, that's what's on the beach.
Okay.
That's what's on the island. Water and sand.
All right.
And trees.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I will bring, a T-shirt. A white T-shirt. Yeah, a white T-shirt. Because black is like, it'll get really hot if you wear a black tee. So a white T-shirt.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets cold and rainy on islands, too.
Yeah, that's why I have my hoodie.
Oh, okay. I see the logic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and the other thing I would bring a solar oven because you can cook things with it. It's like an oven. You can cook things with it. It's like a made-up, it's like a handmade oven.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called a solar oven. And you use heat from the sun, and it reflects on it, and it can cook your food.
Mmm.
It's called a solar oven, so I would bring that.
Did you look this up?
No, it's actually, I was in this, outdoor education class when I was in ninth grade, and it said there was such thing as a solar oven and a water filter, rather what you were actually talking about. And there was just a whole lot of things you could, it was like camping education, pretty much. Like, what would you do like exactly what like what you're saying. Like, what would you do if you can only bring 3 things on the island if you're deserted on the island, pretty much.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so
well, y'all are crazy because I'm bringing my Bible. One. Something to read.
Yeah, I didn't finish.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, a solar oven, a water filter, a water filter. What else should I bring? Maybe I will bring a match so I can light up fire.
Oh, a match. I thought you said a match. Well, we don't need a match. We have sticks.
You have what?
Sticks and Riley's sunglasses.
Oh, we're gonna
we
be
have sticks and Riley's sunglasses.
Like alone, if we were alone.
No, no, we're with other people.
Oh, okay, then I'm good. Like, and if someone has a compass, then we can like find food and all, and I can use my solar oven to cook stuff.
You're going to use a compass to find...
Yeah,
but
you're going to use a compass to find...
No, not a compass. Like, not a compass. I'm sorry. Like, if there's trees, I'm sure there's, like apple trees and...
coconuts.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the one to sacrifice themselves to try that? Because I'm not getting poisoned.
Sacrifice.
Yes, sacrifice. You heard me. Sacrifice.
All right, whatever.
Okay. I'll try to see if we can, I'll try to look up and see how can you tell from various poisons. Then we'll go from there.
Well, as the players fall into the depths of the earth, you have fun looking up if it's poison, while I will be gathering my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, have, I thought we were, like, still on the desert island. I didn't know that we were on.
With what electricity? What Wi-Fi? Are you going to join somebody's hotspot?
Y'all are funny. Y'all are funny.
I don't know what, because she said a desert island. I did not understand that we were on the plane getting our stuff together before we were falling to our death.
Yeah, okay. They said, okay, it's about to go down. You can't, sometimes you can't grab the whole suitcase. You got to be like, all right, let me
oh, well, actually, I'm just going to check my chances.
Because the plane is going to
blow up. I'm going to check my chances and just bring the stuff that I need.
Wait.
Y'all
are
risking your lives for a suitcase.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
So sometimes not everybody's luggage is over the head. Sometimes it's in the bottom of the
plane.
So
some people are gonna have to leave it.
Yeah, see that's my problem. That's where all my suitcase goes. So
yeah, so you would have to take everything in your carry on. You can take your carry on. That's why I said you're not gonna have time to get your suitcase.
Yes, I am. That's what sacrifice is for. You got to sacrifice a few people to get what you need.
No.
Yeah, some people.
I would get a bulletproof, fireproof, emergency proof.
Blanket.
And that doesn't exist.
Hopefully it will.
Sacrifice. It's going to have to happen. Well, Riley is trying to get all her stuff and sacrifice people's lives.
That sounds like a person, no problem.
Y'all are wrong.
Well, you can sit in the corner and read your Bible while everyone else is trying to fend for
Debbie, I got the word and that's all I need.
Okay? When everybody's munching on food and sipping water, you can read
I got the living word. I got the living word, the bread of life.
God, I'm sure something will happen. I'm sure God will answer her problems.
It will. He'll start. Fishes will rain from the sky. Miracles will happen.
I don't eat fish.
Well, that's too bad.
Hey,
well, let's see.
I'm on a
deserted island.
Solar oven so we can cook stuff like that.
I couldn't be on a deserted island with you two. Can you do this? Riley, do this. Riley, I told you to go get fish.
Oh, imagine having legacy
too.
Okay,
guys, we're here. Two days.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm going to bring, Riley, good idea. You know what? Destiny, can you bring a rope? So, Riley, if you have that blanket, we can make a hammock.
What?
Hammock is a good idea.
We can only have one. So we're all going to be sleeping under one blanket.
And mind
okay,
you,
we need someone else to bring blankets. We need someone else to bring blankets.
Yeah, no. You know what? I really couldn't be on a deserted island with y'all. I'll really be in a place reading my Bible.
We're all gonna die.
I'll be like, Jesus,
We have, guess what? We have our, we can sleep on our arms. You know what? We have our, we have a hoodies. A hoodie.
Yeah,
a hoodie.
Baby, that's not going to do anything after.
It can be a blanket. It can be a pillow because I have a hoodie that really feels like a pillow, okay?
Well, that's
while you have your blanket, destiny, you have your word, I think we're going to be good.
Lord, the living word.
Lord, take me first.
Baby, I got the living word. The living word.
Y'all don't get me killed. Oh, imagine if, what's his name, Pennywise and Jason was after y'all. See, that's when I start swimming in the ocean. Let's
still,
he's still going to have the word. We're going to be okay. And
I'm
I'm
going to hide behind death and her living word. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Don't worry, I'll protect you guys with my weapon, okay? I'll protect you guys with my weapon. What?
Turn your Bibles to Isaiah, chapter 2, verse
8.
Don't play. Baby. Or Isaiah, what's that scripture? I don't even know. Y'all, anyway.
Hey, let me read you this scripture. It's John 57, 15 through 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You said John 57, what?
15 through 7.
You said 15 through 7?
Oh, 15:7. I don't know how to read it. 15
Lord have mercy.
7.
Now we're going to have to do a Bible lesson.
I would love that.
Lord have mercy. You said Isaiah 57.
It was John.
Oh, John, I'm sorry.
Chapter
15
through 7, or chapter 15, 7.
And the praise on the inside.
Chapter 15, verse 7. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Chapter 15. Do you see it?
Chapter 15, verse 7. Yeah, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
If you remain in me, my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
Amen.
See, now, John,
and that's the little word I'll be relying on. I'll be relying on my Jesus. While y'all are somewhere sleeping on your hoodies.
Nice and peaceful.
But if y'all, what I would bring these two hooligans, well, I would bring my Bible.
Hey.
One is my Bible. Definitely bringing that. Y'all were good with saying, you know, blankets and stuff. I would bring my phone. Duh.
Okay, but what are you going to talk? Okay, you have a portable charger. But how
Well, I would bring some type of walkie-talkie. I would bring one of those signal flares. I would have unlimited signal flares.
That's right. Fire, signal, that will get a tell.
Wait, I take it back.
You can't take it back.
Yes, I want a genie, that's what I want. I want a genie in my free will.
Real things, this is not imagined, well, it's imaginary situation.
A genie is real. A genie is not real, Briley.
A genie is real. You can't crush my dreams.
Okay, well, my genie is God.
Amen. So, I'm going to bring some sunblock. Because even though we have all this beautiful melanin, we don't want to, you know.
Oh, burn up.
Burn up. Yeah, I'll bring a flashlight. Y'all are not thinking.
Okay.
Practical things. A
We got the word.
We have a flashlight.
We have fire. I have matches. We have fire. We have the light of nature.
A fishing net.
Okay.
I'll bring a fishing net. I'll bring a knife. Some type of cutting device.
No, three things. You only said three things.
Okay. Well, I'll bring a flashlight. I'll bring some type of cutting device. And what else? And a fishing net. And then for clothes, I would bring my bonnet. I'll bring my bonnet. There's
buzzers in your hair, so good thinking.
Because you can do a lot with a bonnet, especially my bonnet. My bonnet is thick. You need some water? Boom. Bonnet. Wash your hair. Swish it around. I'm going to bring some soap. Y'all forgot that. We got to take baths.
We'll be fine. A lot of people won't even be able to smell it.
No, we will not be fine. I am bringing soap.
Bring some perfume and just spray it on us.
So
perfume is like shower in a can. I'm kidding. Perfume is really not
a shower in a can.
Perfume is not shower in a can. Please don't repeat after me. I just say a lot of
things. I would bring some shampoo of some kind. See, y'all are bugging.
Shampoo? Wait, shampoo?
Soap, shampoo, maybe even a towel. Yeah, these things exist. Real things.
No. Story things.
Okay. I would definitely bring a knife or some type of cutting device.
Okay.
Definitely some soap. And
soap and
a flashlight with batteries.
Okay. That's it, right?
Yeah. You know what? I probably need to bring like a raft.
A raft?
Uh-huh.
A raft.
Inflatable raft.
We can build one.
Mm-mm.
You have trees.
Nope.
You say cutting device. We have trees. Your phone, right?
Yep. So I'll bring my phone. Device, and some soap.
Okay.
And the Bible. Some clothes that I can get before the plane blows up, and I'm good. Maybe a towel. I can get a towel. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I can get. But yeah, y'all, that's what I'm getting. Y'all let us know what y'all would get for, you know, if you
let
are.
Us know.
Because I know I, Destiny Brown, got to bring the flashlight. I mean, but I guess I already have my phone. I would bring a portable charger. Duh. I'll bring multiple portable chargers. That's why my phone, like, it's not going to die. I'm, you know, my Bible, my phone. What else do I really need? My Bible, my phone, maybe an inflatable raft, a cutting device. Definitely some soap and a towel. Yep. That sounds promising. That sounds real promising. Riley, is that good? Is that good enough? Those things?
In your line of work? Yeah, sure. Just not for me.
Girl. Well, y'all, it's been a great show. I know it's been a little bit longer than usual, but great show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love
Thank
talking
you.
With you guys.
Bye.
Kennedy, do you want to pray us out real quick?
Okay. I guess I'll pray.
All right.
I'll pray that. Lord, thank you for just waking every one of us up today and just seeing another day of light and life and just giving us another chance to just make new choices and make new decisions and having a clean slate. And just waking up to see a new and better day. Amen.
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 Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our OG listeners. If you are new to the Ken and Rice Show, welcome. I hope you enjoyed our show. I know sometimes we, you know, talk a little crazy on here, but hey, that's what comes with the territory. A little bit of crazy talk from Ken Rye and I, your favorite producer, Des. Thank you guys again. Shout out to Marcus. He's on the We Talk Radio team. Shout out to Marcus. It is his birthday, or it was his birthday yesterday on Friday. So happy birthday, Marcus.
And also shout out to Mr. T. Smiley. His birthday was Wednesday.
Yes. Happy birthday to Mr. T. Smiley. You can listen to him on the Cave Radio Show. He comes on Saturdays as well. I always forget what time he comes on.
Or Saturdays?
Is it Saturdays? I always forget. I feel bad. Travis,
it's
not.
It is, but it's early in the morning. I want to say like around 11
a.m. 10.
Yeah, 10, 10, 10.
10?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so please listen to the Cave Radio Show with Mr. T. Smiley, the birthday boy. on We Talk Radio at 10 Central Standard Time on Saturdays. Y'all check out his show. Absolutely amazing. Y'all check out his show. And, y'all have a great and amazing day. We love y'all. Peace out.
Love you guys. Bye.
Mwah.
Bye.
See y'all next week.
Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.